This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia and the United States have until February 5th to prolong a key agreement to curb their nuclear arsenals, the last remaining arms production pact between the former Cold War rivals. U.S. President Joe Biden has proposed the extension of the nuclear arms treaty, even as he has asked the intelligence community to look closely into Russia's cyber attacks, its alleged interference in the 2020 election, and other actions. The Trump administration made a late bid to extend the treaty, but its conditions were rejected by Russia. Donald Trump will face an impeachment trial in the Senate after the impeachment article against the former president is sent to the chamber Monday, according to an announcement by Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. This is over the ransacking of the U.S. Capitol earlier this month. Japan has secured vaccines for all its citizens and then some after striking deals with three foreign pharmaceutical makers, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Moderna. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Under the current plan, inoculations will start with 10,000 frontline medical workers. Then about 3 million other medical workers will be added ahead of high-risk groups, such as the elderly, those with underlying health conditions, and caregivers. Many people, however, are skeptical of the vaccination effort, partly because the side effects of vaccines have often been played up here. A recent survey on TBS television found only 48% of respondents said they wanted to get a COVID-19 jab. In a Lancet study of 149 countries published in September, Japan ranked among the lowest in vaccine confidence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least 14 members of a group of British tourists staying at a resort in the French Alps have tested positive for COVID-19, local officials have said Friday, despite showing negative tests upon their arrival in the country. This is